So Wednesday night or Thursday night, any one of these four nights, he's allowed to live with her. Afilu b'Shabbos, mashm, even on Shabbos also, he's allowed to have the first beer, live with his wife the first time on Friday night. So you see clearly here, it's smutah to live together the first time on Shabbos. So Rashi says like this, my love, that hanecha bo leilos, these four nights, ad moitzoi Shabbos, up until moitzoi Shabbos, etoni, lochi ton lu. Why does it say these four nights? What's the chiddush? Di loy boal bi lo gemuron. If he did not live with her yet, the complete bi, he never went into her completely. Motzel lemivel, he's allowed to go into her any one of these nights the first time. And v'chol dam shumoytzi tamid b'harosav. Even though up until now he only went in a little bit, he only made haror. Any blood that he saw until now, we say happy dam besulim. From here we hear Nami to muta live b'chabur b'Shabbos, like the first time you're making a complete bia, you're going in all together. That's what's going to make the chabura. Is muta to do this on Shabbos? So here you see clearly you're allowed to live with your wife the first time on Shabbos. So Takash, according to the Man Yom, it said before it's also. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, loy labar mi Shabbos. It doesn't mean any one of these four nights. It's excluding Friday night, Labar mi Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos takmitzosa. Well, maybe you're making a chabura, Rosh, you're making a Pesach, maybe the Friday night it's also. Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back, that can't be, for ad moitzoi Shabbos, arbo leilos katoni. It says clearly that she's mutter up until moitzoi Shabbos, four nights. Like if you're telling me now it's excluding one night, what do you mean four nights? It's not four nights. It's only Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Moitzoy Shabbos, you only have three nights. And it says clearly four nights. It says, Mashmi, clearly, any one of these nights is Mutta. So you see, clearly, on Friday night on Shabbos, it's Mutta to be boiling your wife the first time, or be a Gemura. So Gemura says no. Elo Omar Rav says like this. The Pshat over there is like this. Kisha Boal. We're talking about you already lived with your wife, already either Wednesday night or Thursday night with a complete Bia. So since you already lived with her before Shabbos, that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. For the Gemara Ike Shabbos, if we're talking about that you live with her already before Shabbos, so my kamashmalon, what's the chiddush that's mutter to do on Friday night on Shabbos? And the kasher is, it says a double lashon here. It says a lashon she's mutter ad moitzoi Shabbos arba leilos. If it says ad moitzoi Shabbos, so from that alone we know it means four nights. Why does it have to say arba leilos? Says Mashmur coming to teach us that every one of these nights is mutter. That there's a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? He just should have said Ad Moitzoi Shabbos. What's the chiddush of the four nights? So the chiddush is that even on Friday night, even on Shabbos, also it's mutter. So Bishleim, if they didn't live together before, and the first time is Friday night, that's a chiddush. But if you tell me now, we're talking about that he already lived with her on Wednesday night, or already on Thursday night. So what's the chiddush that's mutter to do on Shabbos in these cases? Again, these are cases where the girls are young, where they don't see nidus yet. L'maisel aloch we old, when you marry your wife now, if she's old already and she does see dam nidus already, we say after the first bia, even though there's no dam, we're choshed, there's some dam, and even though it's dam besulim, but the rabbanim, we give it a din like it's dam nidus. And therefore, she's also to you like a regular nida. But over here, we're talking about now, but she did not see dam yet, she didn't see nidus yet, so we're saying now, Chiddush, you have a right to live with them these four nights. So what's the Chiddush of four nights? That even on Shabbos? So for the Gemara, if you already live with them before Shabbos, Maika Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Pshitit Smutu on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kamashmalon Deshorin Lemivu B'Shabbos. No, still it's a Chiddush that you're allowed to live with your wife even a second or third time on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel's Halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says like this, Pirtza de chuka muta likonis bo b'Shabbos. You know, a pirtza de chuka, that's like a small hole, you let her push through your way into it on Shabbos. V'yafal pisha m'shai tzroris. It's a lashon like, let's say you have a hole in the wall, and you're pushing yourself through this small hole, even though you're pulling off the pebbles, you're m'shai tzroris, you're pulling off some pieces of the side, still it's muta. So it means here also, even though when you go into your wife the second or third time, it's still a little bit hard. The makam is still a little bit sore, still a little bit tight there. And every time you go in, you are pushing off a little bit from the besulim still. So I would have thought maybe this is also to do on Shabbos. Kamashmalon, no, it's mutter. So Rashi learns, the Baha'i Nami, Dilma Mechvo Purta. Maybe when you go in a second or third time, and now it's Shabbos, you have to be afraid, maybe you're making a little chabura there. Maybe you are pulling off a little bit more skin there. Therefore, maybe I would have thought it's also that there it is, Umi Sveikalei Asrin Alei, Rashi learns. Menasafik, we don't say it's also. Menasafik, we say it's mutter. It's not a vada, you're breaking the psulim altogether, like it was broken already. Just we're afraid maybe a little bit is left over, since it's not a vada, it's only a schab, and it's only a suffix, therefore we say it's mutter. So that's the chiddush over here, that even the second or third biyah to do on Friday night is also a chiddush to say that it's mutter. But again, it could be that the first biyah that's really making a chabura, maybe that's also to do on Friday night. And that we say here it's mutter, it could be only the second or third biyah. So we have no raya to say it's mutter to make a biyah on Friday night the first time. Yes, where is it like this? Moser Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question like this. It says, Aloch and Mishnah we had in Brochis, that Chosin Potom Mekriya Shema Laila Harishin. The Chosin, when he has his chuppah on Wednesday, and the first B is Wednesday night, he's potter from saying Krishma. Admoit Soy Shabbos Imo Yosamaisa. If he did not have beer with his wife on Wednesday night, but rather maybe on Thursday night or on Friday night, or Moitzoy Shabbos, any one of these nights, so that's the first time he has beer, the halacha is he's potter from saying Krishma. And the reason is why? Because Isaac be mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Like he's thinking about doing the mitzvah of beer Rishayna. Therefore, since he's Isaac be mitzvah, he's potter from saying Krishma. Alright, turn over. Now, lemaisa l'alocha bizman hazeh, we say a chosin even the night of his chasana is supposed to say Krishma. Because the reason why he's put here in the din of the Gemara was, at that time they used to have a lot of kavana. So the pshat is, when you're thinking about doing the mitzvah, you can't have kavana right now. So therefore you're put from saying Krishma. We don't tell you to stop thinking about the bias mitzvah, but we say, no, since you're thinking about doing your mitzvah, you're isik in the mitzvah, you're allowed to continue thinking about it. And when you're thinking about it, you can't have enough kavanah to say Krishma, therefore you're potter. And Shankim is manazeli said that we don't have that much kavanah anyway, so therefore you mechsek yura if you don't say Krishma. At the same amount of kavanah we have a whole year, we could have the night of the chasna rosa. So therefore lemaisa today, even the chasna is supposed to say Krishma. But the din of the Gemara though, a chasna was potter the first night, or else the first time he lives with his wife, ad mitzvah Shabbos. So Chura my love doesn't mean to say it comes out that Friday night he's potter from saying Krishma. If he did not live with his wife Wednesday night or Thursday night, then when it comes Friday night he's still potter from saying Krishma. Why? My love the Torah, the boy the mivel. Isn't he worried? He's thinking about now that tonight he's going to have to do this mitzvah of bias mitzvah. So he's thinking about it, how it's going to work out. So therefore he's potter from saying Krishma. But Chura, if you hold it, also to have bia Friday night, so Chura can't be Torah in the mitzvah. So why is he potter from saying Krishma? That's the Gemara's raya. And this the Gemara says, Omalei Abaye says, no. Loi de Torah de loi boil. Abaye holds, I tell you, really, maybe it's also to have bia the first time Friday night. But why is he potter from saying Krishma? Because his body is the chosin on Friday night, how come he did not do the mitzvah last night or the night before? And Abaye holds, this is also called the tir de mitzvah. That's what Abaye holds. But Omalei Rava did not like this teretz. Rava holds Omalei Rava. Omishom tir de potter. His Rava holds that if you're allowed to do the bia tonight, so you're thinking about doing the bia's mitzvah, that's called the tir de thoughts about a mitzvah, that's deicha mitzvahs. But Rava holds though, but if tonight on Friday night Shabbos is also to have a bia, you're only thinking about what you didn't do last night, that's not called a bia of mitzvah. That's not called you have problems on your head. So Rava says, Mishum tir de potter, if you still have problems, does that give you a pter not to say Krishma? Elamayat, if so, what's going to be with the person that tovas minosa bayam? Let's say somebody's ship drowned in the ocean, that it bothers you a lot, you have tremendous tear, this tremendous things are bothering you. Maybe you should be potter from Krishma, and we know you're not potter. For the Gemara, maybe no, hochinami the potter, here also, you want to say that it's potter? For the Gemara, maybe you tell me hochinami, maybe enechinami, maybe kol zaman, any time you have things bothering you, maybe you're potter for saying Krishma. So Gemara says not like that. V'yomar Rabbi Abba Bazavda, Omar Rav, that the locher is oval. that means with somebody, one of your seven kreifim were mace, and after you made the kfur, after you buried them, that now it's chal avelus. Halacha is kol zman you're in oval, the 7 days is chayiv b'chol hamitzvah samuras b'Torah. You're chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. You don't have a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. The fact you're thinking about what happened, but opposite, you have a chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz minat tefillin, the only mitzvah that chosn is potter from a novel is potter from the first day. That's from putting on his tefillin. Shenema, because here the pasuk says shenema ben peir. It says loshen that you have to put on tefillin on the peir, like on a nice body, and not that somebody that's an oval that's wearing sack. That's not called peir. Rashi says the ain't that peir tefillin. It's not nice for tefillin to be put on a person that's an oval. It's a shaila if it's din in avelus, well, you shouldn't do it. Or it's din in the tefillin. It's not parallel tefillin. It's not nice for the tefillin to be put on such a person. But I call upon all other mitzvahs, we say the chosin is chayiv, even though a chosin has tirdus, thinks about what happened. So interesting. Rashi says because shein tzare mitzvah, afa pish avelus mitzvah. Even though an oval has a chayiv to be noig avelus, but the tzare, the pain, the bad feelings that he has, that's not part of the mitzvah. That time things are bothering him. So since it's not a tier to the mitzvah, we see yechayiv in mitzvahs. See, so that's what Rava didn't like about his teretz. If you're going to tell me now that on Friday night, you're not allowed to live with your wife the first time, see, if so, why are you putting from saying Krishna? You're not thinking about doing a mitzvah tonight. You're just thinking about what happened last night, what's going to happen tomorrow night. That's not called a tier of mitzvah. Therefore, Rava brings a proof from here that Avada novel, that you could have be with your nice with your wife the first time on Shabbos. So Mar says like this. Elu Amar Rava. So Rava says like this. Tanoihi enachnam is like a machlokes tanoim. If it's mutter to be a rishayna with your wife on Friday night. The Tanya would learn like this. The Tanya Chada. One brisa learns like this. Im lo yosa maisa rishayn potaraf b'sheni. B'sheni potaraf b'shlishi. Means if the chosin did not live with his wife Wednesday night, or else Thursday night, the third night, Friday night, he's still potter from saying Krishna. Why? Because he has the mitzvah on Shabbos to live with his wife. You see, the biyur rishon is mutter on Shabbos. V'tan yiduch, another braisa says like this, rishon v'sheni potter. No, only the first night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, the chosin is potter from saying Krishna if he didn't live with her yet. But shlishi, when it comes the third night, Friday night, and Shabbos, chayiv, in Echonami, then Taki Yechayiv in Krishma. Why? Because you're not allowed to make Biyah Rishayna on Shabbos. You see, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. For Abaye says like this, no. Abaye Shittur is Hostam Nami Betir Da Pligi. Current Abaye could be, everybody holds it's also to have Biyah Rishayna with on Friday night. But the Machlokes is, though, this Tirda, is this called the Tirda de Mitzvah or not? Like we said before, Abaye's worry is even though Friday night it's also to have the Biyah Rishayna, but still, what are you thinking about? What's bothering you? What's bothering you is how come you didn't do the mitzvah last night? How come it didn't go the first night? But since you're thinking about the mitzvah, Abaye says that's also called the tier of the mitzvah, that's why you put there. And this Machlokes Tanoim here is if that's called the tier of the mitzvah or not. So according to Abaye, they both hold that it's also to have Biyah Rishayna on Friday, on Shabbos. So the Moran Bahani Tanoi Kami Tanoi. These Tanoim hold like these Tanoim. The Tanya we learned. Hakoin is Sasabsula. When you make chuppah, when you live with your wife, Lo Yivo Batchila Vashabbos. It's also to do it on Shabbos the first time. The Chachomim Matir, and the Chachomim say, no, it's Mutter. And man Chachom Mu, the Chachomim, or Marav Rebbe Shimon. This is Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Yom that Rebbe Shimon holds all over, Dov Hashanim Eskavin is Mutter. That since it's a Dov Hashanim Eskavin, like we had before, you're not mechavin for the chabura, or you're not mechavin for the Pesach, therefore it's mutter. Omer le'Abaye, Abaye asks back, no, for ha'moidei Rabbi Shimon, b'fsik reisha v'lo yomus, we had before that Rabbi Shimon agrees that if what you're doing now is a psik reisha, like an example of cutting off the head of a chicken, and it's going to have to die, so something that has to happen, yechayiv, even though you don't have intentions for it. So who the kashrut here also? Every time, the first time you live with your wife, the first bia like has to break the psulim. It just has to cause a chabura. It just has to cause a pesach. So what do I care if you don't have intentions for it? It's named mischavin, but where it's a psik resh, you should be chayiv anyway. So what's the Gemara saying now that according to Reb Shimon, you potter? Why you potter? Hedish, but before we said the Ptur was maybe because of Kilkul. That's good. Kilkul is Potter. If you want to tell me now the reason why it's Mutter is because Yod like Shimon Shita, that a Dovah Sheni Meskavin is Mutter, over here, any Meskavin should be Yasser, because it's a Psik Reisha. Someone answers back, no, it's not called the Psik Reisha. It doesn't have to break the Psulim, you don't have to cause Dam, and even the first Bia. It doesn't have to happen. Or Malay answered back, Loika Loli Bavloyin. Not like the people in Bovel. Shein Bikim Batia, they're not Bikim, they don't know how to go into their wife. Like little sidewoods. Like hit the sides of the Rechim. And like not to break the Psulim. Elo Yesh Bikim Batia. We hold that there are people that are Bikim, they do know how to go into the wife the first time even. Bihatia. Batia means like on the sides. Like you hit the sides of the Rechim, the sides of the womb, and you don't have to go straight in to break the Psulim. So it's possible to say that you can have the Bia Rishona without breaking the Psulim, without causing Dam. So therefore it's not called the Psik Reisha. For the Gemara, if people are Bikim, the Gemara thought that most people are this way, that the Mamish Bikim, Sim Kain Torah Lama. See, if so, why is there such a Ptur of Krishma? Why do we say the Chosin the first night is part of saying Krishma? Like Rashi and Brocha says, what's the Chosin's Tirda? He's worried about the mitzvah that he's afraid maybe he'll make himself into a Kruf Shuvcha. Like he's afraid while he's breaking up the Sulim, he'll also ruin his own Eder, he'll make himself into a Kruf Shuvcha. But if you're going to tell me now everybody knows how to do it Piatia, Rove people could do it Piatia, they could do it like sideways carefully and not hurt themselves. Says so, there should be no Tirda the mitzvah. Why are they part of Krishma? Gemarin says L'sheina Boki Enachnami. It's only really for the people that are not Bikiyim, that don't know how to do this Bahatiyah. For them, they're afraid that they'll have, when they break the Besulim, they're afraid they'll also make themselves into a Kruf Shuvcha. So Gemara asks, Yoimru Boki Mutter U'sheina Boki Yosser. So what should come out now, you want to tell me that what we should say is that a Boki is Mutter and an Eina Boki should be Yosser? As the Kasha Vice here is by Friday night. How do you tell me now what you want to tell me now that Bia Rishon is Mutter? It should be make a difference. If you're a Boki, that is not a Psik Reisha, it should be Mutter. But Shein a Boki, some it's not a Boki. If him it's a Psik Reisha, it should be also to have Bia Rishon on Shabbos. Sigmarian says, Roy Bikin Hain. No, most people are Bikin. Since Roy Bikin Hain, that's why it's Mutter to have the first Bia on Friday night. So who the kasher is, so what if Rav Bikinein? What about the Miet? What about some people that are not Bikin? For them, it's a Psik Reisha. For them, it should be also. So Rashi is a Bissamod, and Rashi is Mashma, that since Lamaisa, Rav people do it without a T, it's not called the Psik Reisha. For most people, even the Miet people are also Mutter. However, Tosis is Mashma like this. That we say Rav Bikinein means that most people are Bikin, know how to do it. And that's like a Ruben the Lesser, come on. So everybody you are, whoever you are, you could always say you're from the Reif. And not the pshat is that people really know if they could do it or not. But even before you tried, it's a possibility that everybody could do it. So therefore it's not called the Psik Reisha. Get like people don't know themselves if they could do it or not. So if you want to know, does he have a tirda like by a chos on the first night? True, he's afraid. He's afraid maybe he won't be able to do it, there'll be hatiya, and he'll have to break the Besulim and maybe he'll hurt himself. Therefore, he's Torah, the mitzvah, and he's potter for Saint Krishma. But if you want to know on Shabbos, is it called the Psik Reisha, that it has to happen? No, it does not have to happen. But since most people are Bikiyim, and people Taka do not know what they are, and even more than that, which was about every single person, it's possible that he could do it Be'atiyah, and it's possible not. And every single person, like Ropom, he could do it Be'atiyah, just sometimes not. So therefore, it's not considered the Psik Reisha. It doesn't have to happen that you have to break the psulim. It's possible you could go in the first time without breaking the psulim. Therefore, it's mutter according to Reb Shimon on Shabbos. So Gemara asks, "Omale Rova ba Rav Chanan Labaya." That what Ella Mayat? If the way you say now that Rove people are Bikiyim Biatiyam, if so, Shoshrinan Loma. Why do we have to have good friends there by the night of the Bia? There's a Mishnah later, in the Morris times, they used to do is, when the Chosin and Kala used to have the first Bia at night, they used to have friends there, like outside the room. The Chosin had his best friend, and the Kala had her best friend. And right after the Bia, they used to check out the room there to see if there's blood on the blanket or not. To see if there's blood on the Mapa, as the Morris says, Mapa Lomi. There was a din also, they used to put down a special cloth, like on the sheet, and they would have the first bee on top of the cloth, and then afterwards they would check out the cloth to see if there's blood there or not. Because there's problems, sometimes later the chosn is going to complain that his wife was a bula, the first bia, she was a bula already, she wasn't a psula, and he didn't find dam, and he doesn't want to give her ksuba. Her husband could come later to complain, so we want to make sure he has no complaint, so we want to check out to make sure we know the truth. So therefore there was such a takono that there should be edim there, people check it out right after the bia, to see if there's blood there on the map or not. If you're going to tell me now, that what rov pomim, a person knows how to make a piatia, a person knows how to do it, that there should be no dam. So what's the purpose of this altogether here? We shouldn't have to have the friends come there? Like anyway, the chosn could do it in a way that there's no dam. In other words, the question is, like if the husband wants a fula, like anyway he could fula. Like anyway, he'll do it piatia, he'll do it like a little bit on the side, and not break the psulim, and he won't tell her about it, and they'll come out, the husband will complain, I made a regular bia, and I didn't find dam. So if the husband doesn't want to complain, even if they have the shishvinim there, and the people check out the cloth, still, he could like fula. So Marin says, no. Marin says, Omalei hosam shema yira v'yoyvat. Like Bataka, we say now, that sometimes when he makes a regular bia gemura, the pshat is then there should be dam. So we want to check out to make sure that there was dam there. Or else, because maybe we're afraid it was done, and the husband will just lose it, throw it away, the cloth there. So if we want the shishvim to check it out. So the Tosfos explains like this, and the Teretz says really, that what are we afraid of? Maybe he did it piatiyah, anisha could tell. The Isha would know, if the husband only came in like on the side of the rechem, made piatiyah, she'll tell us that. She realizes it, that it was done piatiyah. And then the husband can't complain he didn't see any dam. Because he only went in bi'atiyah, that's why there was no dam. But on the side that he makes a bi'a gemura, then the mouth there should be blood there. So that's why normally we do want the shashrinin and the mapa to be there that we could check it out. Because avada, a person could do it bi'atiyah. But our koponim, roi ponim, though he does a normal bi'a gemura. And with a bia gemura, really, there should be dam there. Therefore, we still want to check it out to make sure there was dam. The husband can't complain later to say there wasn't any dam. But it's no stira. People are bikiyim batiya. It's not a psik ratio. It doesn't have to happen. But our koponim, usually, like the Tosfos this speaks out, if it's not on Shabbos, you're mechaven to make a bia gemura. And that we say you should do batiya, it's only Friday night, maybe. Like to try not to break the psulim. But throughout the whole week, Havada, we say that then the bia should be a bia gemura. So Havada, there is a purpose in having the shishrina there and having the mapa there. So kitzur, there's no stira. People are bikiyim, it's possible they can make the first bia piatiyah without breaking the psulim. Therefore, it's mutta lalochra to do it the first bia Friday night on Shabbos. However, chosn is part of saying krishma bizman agemura, because he did that after tirdi, that he's not sure he himself if he could do it or not. All right, the next sugi will stop. The next sugi will stop. Continue on the next type. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that vovum at base, the bottom gemara. You must have Ravami. Ravami has a kasha like this. It says, Alocha hamafris mursa b'shabbos. If somebody opens up a pimple on Shabbos, there's pus inside the pimple, and you break open the pimple, I'm not to take the pus out. So it says like this, Im lasis lo peh, if your kavanah is to open it up, to make a peh, to make a nice opening there, that you could use it tomorrow also. In other words, all the pus doesn't come out at one time. So you want to make a nice opening there, that tomorrow more pus will come out. And know what the Tosfos says, your kavanah is also, that avir should go inside. Because the Pesach always has to be made lahachnis alhoitzi, to bring things in it and to take things out of it. So there, if your kavanah is to make a nice Pesach, that you want air to come in, and you also want the pus to come out. So that's your kavanah, then your mamash chayiv midiraisa. Like Rashi says, shum misakein Pesach, you're making a Pesach, v'chayiv mishum bayin, it's like building. The yashkechon binyin babalechayim dechsiv ayivin es atzela. Hashem made the tzela, Mashman is shayach a binyan by nodim. So if you make a pesach in your body, that's an issa deraisa of binyan. But what about v'im lohitzi v'men alecha? Let's say your whole kavanah is only just to take the pus out of the pimple, but not amanas to make a pesach. That's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is just to take out the lecha.
So by making the Pesach, it's like a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Then we said the Melacha is Potter.